We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Samech Vav Sif Yud. Says a Mechaber, Chashcha Lo Bederech Utfilin Berosho. If it gets dark, it becomes nighttime, becomes Shabbos, while you are walking along the way, and you're still wearing your tefillin. Oshe Yoshev Beis HaMedrash Besada VeChashcha Lo, or you are sitting in the Beis HaMedrash in the field, and Shabbos begins. So therefore, you cannot leave the tefillin where they are because of Bizayon for the tefillin. Therefore, maniach yado aleihem ad shemagiyah lebeiso. You can walk home with the tefillin. However, you have to cover the tefillin with your hand so that nobody will see them until you get to your home. If there is a building nearby where you could leave them and they will be protected, manichan sham, then you leave them there. If you are carrying your load on your shoulder and if Shabbos began, then you should run home with it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that as long as you do not stop, there was never an Akira on Shabbos. The Akira was from before Shabbos, so you will not be over an Isser Doraisa. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah comments, this is only referring to a situation where you don't have a non-Jew with you, or a Chamer with you, or a Cheir Shot of a Katan, as we saw other Kulas apply in those situations. It also must be a situation where you can't go Pachos Pachos Me'arba Amos, as we saw that is better than this as well, such as if there are robbers nearby, or it is dangerous. So therefore, this would be a last resort. Why is it that you have to run and can't walk? Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'davka ruts. You have to run with the object. Avalelech la'ad la'ad lo. You cannot walk slowly, even though an akira will not occur on Shabbos. Kevan de'leis hekera asi lemeber akira v'hanacha. Since it is not clear to you that this is different, if you were to walk normally, you might forget and think it is a normal situation, and you might stop and end up doing an Akira and Hanacha on Shabbos. Dezimnin ka'i v'lavadayte, you'll forget what's going on. Avol ratz is lehekir, but if you're running, then you'll know, hey, why am I running? There must be a reason I'm running. It's because I'm not allowed to stop, because I'll perform an Akira and Hanacha on Shabbos. V'chimati lebeise, when you get to your house, ki'ehi de'lo kai purta, v'ishtakach de'kam ma'ayel m'shuz haram m'shuz ha'yachid, there is still an issue of getting the object into your house, zarek la'kilachar yad, you should throw it in an abnormal fashion, d'hanu shalo k'derech zrika, not the normal way of throwing it, k'go mikseifav u'acharav, such as throwing it backwards, just shoving it off your shoulder, something that is not normal. Because then it will only be an isher d'rabanon of kilachar yad, of Hotzah Mershus HaRabim Mershus HaYachid, and Mishum Hefseid HaChachamim were Matir in such a situation. So as you can see, we're always trying to knock Isurim down to an Isur Durabanan, and V'makom Hefseid, we will often be Matir. Some say that this heter only applies when you are carrying something large, but your wallet, this heter does not apply. And some say the heter applies to a wallet as well. The reason to differentiate, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is that when you are carrying something heavy, a chavila, which is abnormal to run with, then the heker exists. You will remember that it is Shabbos, and you cannot do an akira and anacha. But if you're running with your light wallet, maybe that's not enough of a heker, and you might come to do an akira and anacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz, who says, "Hamekel kayesh omrim lo hifsid." It's okay to be mekel, even in a case of a wallet.